discussed the verse of the Quran which Imam Nawawi rahimullah has brought, as is in keeping with his practice, introducing the chapter. The first hadith, most of the subject matter has been discussed previously, but nevertheless, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this hadith is hadith Qudsi, wherein the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are narrated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a hadith begin with this expression, Fima yarwi an Rabbi tabaraka wa ta'ala, yaqulullahu ta'ala, qala Allahu ta'ala, as is narrated from Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala said, etc. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, qala Allahu azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. What is important to note about such ahadith Qudsiyah, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah ta'ala said. In such ahadith, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes bayan, explains what we call Allah's sunnat. What is the manner in which Allah deals with his slaves? And when it comes to Allah's sunnat, Quran emphatically tells us, وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah does not deviate from his sunnat. It's very, very important to understand such a hadith, because the principles of life are mentioned, principles of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are our thoughts? What are our emotions? What is my ta'alluq? What is my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And in this hadith, an overriding principle is mentioned, which is of great importance that we grasp this. And based on the dictates of this, we introduce this in our lives. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah says, Ana inda dhanni abdi bi. I deal with my slave. I deal with my slave. I treat my servant according to his expectations of me. What you expect, what your dhan, what your thoughts, what your emotions, what your expectations are of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, I know this. And accordingly, I will deal with you. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions that this hadith or this expression, Ana inda dhanni abdi bi, particularly applies to dua, tawbah, istighfar. And if that is the meaning that we take from it, then we can understand why Imam Nawawi rahimahullah is introduced it in this particular chapter. And it creates greater emphasis for the point that is being made. So what does Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah says? Allah Ta'ala treats his servant according to his expectations, particularly when it comes to dua. And this is something very, very important. I made dua, Allah is not listening to me. I made dua, Allah is not accepting my dua. I made dua and what I wanted is not being granted. Allah says, I deal with you as you expect from me. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, what a classical example. Great Nabi, Jalilul Qadr, Nabi of Allah. What is his dua? Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ya Allah, give me a pious son. Ya Allah, give me pious offspring. How long did he make this dua? He is Khalilullah, Khalilullah, the one for whom Allah Ta'ala turned a fire into a garden in front of him. Such is his yaqeen and conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet he is making dua, Ya Allah, give me a pious son. For how long? 1 week, 1 year, 2 years? No, we know the history. 60 years. 60 years making the dua before Allah accepts it. So where is the justification for us who are soaking, drowning in our sins, to question that why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not granting me what I am asking? Particularly in the current halat and conditions, our elders, our salafi salihin, our akabirin are advising us, dua, and then dua, and then dua. And we find this in hadith, da'a, thumma da'a, thumma da'a. Particularly, I'm digressing, when it comes to this issue of where people think that jadu happened to them, or black magic, or sihr.
And nowadays, unfortunately, this has become almost a fashion for many people. Going from this Maulana, to that Taoist person, to that Taoist person, then they end up by a Sangoma, and then they end up by somebody else. And more often than not, it leads to kalimat of kufr and shirk. And we become totally dependent on it. Somebody becomes sick, jadu. Somebody becomes depressed, jadu. Some problem happened, jadu. Almost as if this thing has taken over us. Sihr, black magic, we have iman, it exists, it is there. Its practice is an act of kufr. And we have to take our means of protection. But we are an ummah that was given mu'awwadhatayn. What is mu'awwadhatayn? Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq and qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. And this take it as tried and tested, mujarrab. This is mujarrab. Not 100%, obviously there will be those cases that, like in other physical sicknesses, we have to consult a physician or we have to go to a doctor. But every sniff, you don't go to a doctor. Every small pain, you don't go to a doctor. At times, you need medical professional help when there is something serious. Then you'll go to a doctor. Obviously, you'll make dua, you'll give sadaqah, you go to the doctor, no problem. But for every small thing, you don't run to the doctor. Exactly the same way, we were given mu'awwadhatayn. Get into the habit, my respected brothers. Get into the habit every morning, every evening. Easy time is after Fajr Salah, after Maghrib Salah. Little bit Durood Sharif, few times Qul A'udhu Birabbil Falaq, few times Qul A'udhu Birabbin Nas, few times Durood Sharif. If you want to blow ourselves, if you don't blow on ourselves, then just read it. Get into the habit. This is such an effective tool that the Ummah was given. This is protection upon protection upon protection. And get this out of the mind that everything is jadu, everything is sihr, everything is black magic. Once we fall into this trap, to come out of this trap is very, very difficult. It will be one Maulana to another Maulana to another Maulana to another Taoist to this Taoist to that Taoist. I digressed. What is the solution? In the hadith we find, particularly in this issue of sihr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, da'a, he made dua, thumma da'a, then he made dua, thumma da'a, then he made dua. When we have dua, what else do we need? When we have dua, what else do we need? Make dua, and then dua, and then dua. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions that this expression that Allah says, I deal with my slave according to his expectation from me, applies to dua. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, every dua is accepted. Every dua that you will make is accepted. Until when? Until the day that you say, and according to the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, until you become hasty. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what does it mean? What does it mean we become hasty? Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained what is haste. What is haste, according to the words of the hadith, the mafhum, is that a person says, I made dua and Allah is not accepting, or Allah is not listening to my dua. Till that day his dua was accepted. The moment he said that, that is haste. That is the day that the door to acceptance closes. So we cannot possibly overemphasize the importance of this, particularly in the current context, my respected brothers, the need and the importance of dua. And understand, every dua you are making, Allah is accepting it. Sometimes Allah gives you what you ask for, but more often than not, we know, Quran tells us, Asa an tuhibbu shay'an wa sharrun lakum, Asa an takrahu shay'an wa khairun lakum. Human nature is such, sometimes you like things is not good for you. Sometimes you dislike things that are good for you. So Allah Ta'ala knows better. Sometimes the thing you are asking for is not good for you, so Allah gives you something better. Sometimes Allah averts some disaster. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala keeps what you are asking for as a zakhira and provision in the hereafter. And we are taught that on the day of judgment, when you see what Allah has kept for you, in return for all the du'as that were not given to you in the world, you will wish that nothing was given in the dunya and Allah has kept everything for akhirah. But Allah is accepting your du'as. So take, this is Allah's sunnat. Ana inda dhanni bi abdi bi. I will deal with my slave. I treat my servants according to his expectations. So Allama Qurtubi rahimullah mentions that this particularly refers to dua. And likewise it refers to tawbah and istighfar. Tawbah and istighfar. make tawbah, ask Allah for forgiveness. Rasulullah ﷺ was sinless, yet 70 times a day he would make istighfar minimum. So it comes in hadith. He says, I ask forgiveness 70 times a day. Some hadith it comes, I ask forgiveness 100 times a day. So keep asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But very, very important, Allah accepts if a person has faith that Allah is accepting. If he is convinced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting. And if, how some of us have a negative personality, have a pessimistic outlook, this pessimism, not having hope, constantly leading towards despair in the light of this hadith is very dangerous. Allah says, I treat you how you expect. Have positive expectations. Have positive expectations. Have a positive outlook. A Muslim, al-mu'minul qawi. A mu'min is someone strong. A mu'min is not one who every time you take a step outside the house, he thinks he's going to fall down. This coronavirus also. Read your du'as. Read your wazifa in the morning. Did we read Bismillah illadhi la yudhuru ma'asmi shayun fil ardi wala fis sama wa samiul alim? Read that. Read that with this conviction that Allah will protect you. Elderly sahabi comes, Ya Rasulullah, teach me something. Lengthy hadith, not going into the detail. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdi. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdi. How long does it take? Takes a few seconds. He said, read this 3 times in the morning. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdi. Allah will protect you from calamity. Allah will protect you from leprosy. Allah will protect you from paralysis. Ana inda dhanni abdi bi. I treat you as you expect. If you think that the moment you breathe the air, you're going to get coronavirus, then you'll get coronavirus. But have this expectation. Ya Allah, the one who reads Fajr Salah with Jamaat, the one who reads Fajr Salah with Jamaat in the masjid, Ya Allah, he has entered into your protection. Today I am in your protection. Ya Allah, protect me. Have that expectation, Allah will protect you. Read your wazifas, Allah will protect you. Masnoon wazaif. If you have this pessimistic and negative outlook in everything in life, then more often than not, you notice, people that expect negative outcomes are getting negative outcomes. Why? Because this is how Allah deals with you. This is Allah's sunnah. So very important. Have a positive outlook. Do not have this constant misgiving. Do not constantly display signs of despair. Because more often than not, we are inviting the problem like that. Ana inda dhanni abdi bi. Your du'as, your hopes, your aspirations, your tawbah, your istighfar. All these things. Allah says, I treat you as you expect. So have positive expectations. Have hope in Allah's clemency, Allah's mercy. Feel that Allah is forgiving you. Feel that Allah is accepting your du'as. Feel that Allah is protecting you. Accordingly, Allah says, I will treat you according to your expectations. Allah gives us the fixed one.